outside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, 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 good afternoon, welcome. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address is republictradinggroup.net. Dow finished the week up 85 points at 13,639. NASDAQ up 27 at 2,626. S&P 500 up almost 10 at 1,532. Wall Street barreled higher again today after the week's most anticipated economic reading indicated that inflation exceeding the price of gasoline and food remained tepid last month, easing concerns. Okay. Anybody notice that oil hit $68 a barrel today? Well, that's $2 away from 70. Maybe that's when they'll get a little nervous. Gold in New York City closed up $2.90 at $6.56. Silver up 9 cents at $13.29. Palladium not doing anything. Ended the day at $3.75. Platinum up $3, $1,288. As we mentioned, crude oil above $68 a barrel, $68.06, up 41 cents. Why was the economic news so good on Wall Street, yet so bad for the dollar? Well, you got to expect interest rates are going up. They're not going down. So why did the dollar lose 31 basis points, break key support at the 83 level, close down at ended the day at 82.58? Well, so much for all the bluff and banter this week about all the spectacular numbers that were going to come up. And gold did very well this week, my friends. Once again, we had one of those bogus statements by a central bank that it was thinking about selling some of its gold reserves, which makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Why did they make this announcement? And after all, think about this. As one astute observer said, if you owned half of all the shares of the Dow Jones blue chip stock and announced with great fanfare and press releases to even the junior scholastic tabloid that you would be dumping 25% of your shares within the next few months, what effect do you think it would have on the Dow Jones Industrial Averages? Duh. So when we look at the announcement by the Swiss of selling many metric tons of gold, you have to ask yourself, who in their right mind would be doing this? And what is their modus operandi for doing so? After all, is it just me, or is it only central banks? It would be like Bill Gates announcing tomorrow, I'm going to sell 3/4 of my shares in Microsoft. Now, if you were going to sell 3/4 of your shares in Microsoft, doesn't logic say don't announce it to the world? Unless, of course, you want cheaper prices. Ah, that's how they think. We'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back to the flip side for Friday. It's a good possibility you may hear the show again sometime next week. Why? Well, John Stadtmuller is heading to see Ed and Elaine Brown. He's heading east, and I am heading west. Opportunity to see the granddaughter for a couple of days. But a comment from a client today told me about grandchildren, said if I knew they were so much fun, I would have had them first. So anyway, that's what I'm looking forward to. Just as a programming note, Charles Carlson will be sitting in the big seat for me on Wednesday and Thursday. I'll be back on Friday. We're trying to press gang Bob Chapman to do the show on Monday and Tuesday, but we haven't heard back from him, so we don't know whether it will or whether it won't. So at worst, Monday and Tuesday will be the best of shows, and I will still call in for the Bob Chapman special on Tuesday. Can't do it today because, obviously, things could change next week. Being Friday, and I don't have much on the plate outside of ranting and raving about the week's events, which were quite amazing in and of themselves, we'll open the phone lines. People accuse me of not opening the phone lines, but my name's not Sean Hannity. I wouldn't ban Ron Paul callers to the show. I swear, it's what... You know the great thing about Ron Paul This is exposing all the phony conservatives out there. And there's a whole bunch of them. We'll get them. Anyway, call in numbers 800-313-9443. Whatever you want to discuss, whether it's gold, silver, how to buy it, how to sell it, should I put it in my IRA or not, how do I do that, that's fine. If you want to get into politics, that's also good. You want to talk about the immigration bill. Look, as I said, people were going, it's dead, we won, the power of the people. And all these conservative talk show hosts were taking credit for it. As a matter of fact, Trent Lott came out today and he said that he thinks talk radio is a dangerous thing. I wonder what Trent Lott wants to do about it. Anyway, as we said, call in number 800-313-9443. The story on the gold sales is interesting. And I want to put this into perspective, because I say this all the time. And I guess we get new listeners on, and they haven't been brought up to speed. So sometimes we've got to go back and we've got to rehash things. So bear with me on this one. When we talk about gold, and gold, why you should own gold is a very simple thing. It's because you want to protect your hard-earned Federal Reserve notes from losing any more purchasing power. It's no more complicated than that. Since 2004 till today, gold prices have doubled. In 2004, you'd have to hand over 300 Federal Reserve notes to get an ounce of gold. Today, you've got to hand over 600-plus Federal Reserve notes to buy an ounce of gold. What's happened? Has the price of gold gone up? Was the amount of Federal Reserve notes to require to acquire an ounce of gold gone up? I submit to you it's the latter. It's the purchasing power of your dollar that's declined. So right now we are seeing, obviously, gold reflecting, and I know analysts confuse people, but they say gold is following oil, and the next day they go, no, gold's not following oil, it's following the dollar, and people go, which one is gold following? By and large, gold follows the dollar. But wait until gold starts following another indicator, which is called supply and demand. Because, as I said, we've said this many times before, there's not a lot of gold out there, and people have got to start understanding this. The numbers that you see reflected on a daily basis on gold simply reflect what's traded on paper. People trading without any intention of delivering or taking delivery of product. It's merely a profit tool that are used by traders. And the big traders trade in volumes that you and I wouldn't even understand. They trade 400-ounce contracts, and they trade hundreds of them. And all they are looking for is a couple of dollars here and a couple of dollars there. They do not have the long-term view of gold going to 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000. They don't even long-term. For Wall Street, is the day after tomorrow. Anyway, and I also apologize for throwing out numbers on the radio, because I know it's you can't visualize numbers on the radio. But anyway, these are the facts. 155 tons of gold were produced in the whole world in the entire history of mankind. If you want to figure out how many ounces that is, just multiply it by 32,000. 2,500 tons of gold are produced by the world's mines each year. 5,000 tons of gold are actually traded each year, and that's just an estimate. 500 tons of gold are sold each year by central banks under the Central Bank Gold Agreement. Now, the recent news that Swiss were going to sell 250 tons over 2 years will fall under the existing known agreement of the Central Bank Gold Agreement. Thus, there's no material change in the status of the gold market. Furthermore, there's no change in the fact that paper money is still being created at the same rates as yesterday. The world central banks continue to print as much paper money in 1 year as the total value of all the gold ever mined in all of human history. Both annual paper money creation and all the gold in the entire world ever mined in all of human history are both worth about $3.3 trillion, or if you'd like it another way, $3,300 billion. The Swiss gold sales of 250 tons are worth $5 billion. Swiss gold sales pale in the size in comparison to the Bank of Japan's, Bank of China's $1,200 billion of U.S. Federal Reserve notes. And now China's hoping to diversify 5% of that into gold, which is $60 billion. Now, where's China going to get $60 billion worth of gold, or about 2,871 tons? It's a crazy world in which we live. But think about this seriously, my friends. There's not only is there not a lot of gold for you and I, because out of that 155,000 metric tons, less than a third of that is available to private investors like you and me. Less than a third of that. If there's a sudden run on gold, like we saw in the 80s, where people were lined up outside coin stores before the doors even opened. People were lined up at 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning. Doors weren't open until 9 o'clock. People were lined up to buy gold and silver. There was full-fledged panic in the 80s. The only problem is this time it's going to be multiply that by 10. And in very short order, wholesalers, realizing and knowing full well, because they watch the numbers each and every day and they see what their stockpiles are, are going to increase premiums dramatically. Right now you've got an opportunity to buy gold where the premiums are relatively insignificant. Give you an example, on a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle, you're going to be paying about $30 premium. It's nothing. Gold can move $30 in one day, take care of that premium in one fell swoop. But when gold starts heading towards 1,000, trust me, and when the price of a barrel of oil is starting to hit $100 a barrel, and it's going to hit $100 a barrel, why do I say that with confidence? As a matter of fact, I don't want to scare you to where I really think the price of a barrel of crude oil is going to go, possibly $200.
$200?
Yes. Yes, a little place called the Straits of Hormuz. A lot of people have forgotten about that. And Iran could shut it in a heartbeat. We'll be back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The flip side for a Friday. I'm a little excited about seeing my granddaughter this weekend. Talking about, yeah, look, $100, $200 oil. If we're going to bomb Iran, you better believe Strait of Hormuz is going to be history. There's your $200 oil without too much of an effort. And subsequently, $200 oil, $5,000 gold. Some people would say, aren't you stretching things ever so slightly? No, of course not. People are realizing what's going on all around the planet. They're diversifying out of the dollar. Those that are paying attention, there's a whole bunch of people out there that still believe in the dollar. Not many of them, but there's still a bunch of them. 29% still believe that George Bush is doing a good job. So it wouldn't be hard to make the comparison that more than likely 29% of the American people actually believe the Federal Reserve is part of the government and Federal Reserve notes are a guarantee to pay. Alan Greenspan just told the Chinese, yeah, you want to dump your securities? Guess what? Nobody's going to buy them. Which brings me to another one, a question I often get from people is, well, I don't have any money to buy gold, but I got an IRA. What should I do with it? Well, there's not much you can do with an IRA. I can't help you if you've got a 401k plan. If you've got a 401k plan, the only way you're going to have access to that money is to quit your job. Simple as that. Yeah, I know there's some that allow you to borrow, but it's never a good idea on that basis. So we can't really help you on a 401k. If you've got an IRA and you don't know what it's in, and most people have no idea what their IRA is in, we have a program at Republic Trading Group where we can help you convert what you have in your IRA into gold and or silver. You are limited to U.S. minted products. And for those of you sitting on the fence, feel you want to have some information in your hand about it, we've put together a little package at Republic Trading Group, together with American Church Trust, which is in the transition of changing its name to Gold Star, headquartered in Happy, Texas. I'm going to have to go to Happy, Texas. I've got to find why would someone name a town Happy, Texas unless they were happy people? So anyway, we put together this little package. It shows you the coins that you can put into a IRA, and it also gives you a list of frequently asked questions and all that kind of good stuff. So if you want to get some information about that, and as you know, we don't send out information, but this is different. This is an IRA. It does get a little bit more complicated than just a simple acquisition of physical gold and silver. So you can give us a call at Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898, and we'll get you off a it's a series of pamphlets. There's a gold pamphlet, there's a silver pamphlet, there's a platinum pamphlet, and there's a gold IRA pamphlet. So you get to see what the coins look like, the sizes of the coins, and you also get to see the company. A transfer of an existing IRA to American Church Trust, a.k.a. Gold Star, is a very simple process. It usually takes from the time you make the decision. The longest period of time, actually, is getting your existing IRA to transfer it over to American Church Trust. Some of them do it a lot faster than others, but our experience has shown from time to start time to finish time, there's about a month. Get all the paperwork, T's dotted, I's crossed, all that kind of good stuff. So as I said, you can give us a call at either of the numbers, by the way, and just simply request the IRA package, because there could be a problem with getting hold of me next week. I could be in and out of zones. One place I'm going to be is in Disneyland. Don't ask me why. Well, it's my granddaughter. She's never been to Disneyland. It's a pilgrimage. You got to take a kid. You got to take a kid to Disneyland at least once before her whole world is warped when she finds out what Disneyland's all about. But before she realizes that, so I'm not sure if cell phones work. So if you don't get me at the Republic Trading Group at the 800-691-7898, then just call the network at 800-724-2719. Hit extension 116. That'll take you through to Sandra. Just tell her, send me out the package, and we'll get that off to you. And if you've got any questions about it, they do have a website, churchtrust.com. And it's got all the questions and answers and the forms and everything online. And right now, I'm just simply telling you that we're on the cusp in more ways than one. When we return, we'll catch up with the other stories of the day.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Friday. I guess it came as a shock to many people that it was announced today by Republicans and Democrats the immigration bill will be back on the floor next week, open for discussion. Harry Reid says even if they have to work on the weekend, they are going to finish the bill. Way to go, Harry, forcing elected officials to actually work on the weekend means they must probably approve the bill come Friday, today week. It still amazes me that people are so confused about, you know, this immigration bill. It's got nothing to do with giving amnesty to illegals. They want to make it sound like it's to curtail the influx, the invasion of America from the poor and impoverished countries of South America, but that's not the facts. The reason they want and will pass this immigration bill because it's got a national ID card in it. They want that. They want to have the ability to ask you for your papers. They also want to implement the North American Union. That's why it should come as no shock or surprise today that the House decided to abandon the passport controls between Mexico, Canada, the United States, the Caribbean, and Bermuda. Apparently, they faced a huge backlog and they couldn't solve that problem. Now, think about this. If they can't solve the passport problem, and after all, how many Americans actually travel where they need a passport? Not many. The sad thing is 10% of less than 10% of Americans actually have a passport and have traveled. And as a matter of fact, if you want statistics that are even worse, better than 40% of Americans have never left their state, which I find amazing, considering I've visited every single state in the union except, believe it or not, Montana. Don't ask me why. I've dotted all around the edges. I could have actually, when I was in Oregon, I could have stepped over into Montana. I'm not quite sure, but it's one place I've never been. So anyway, the immigration bill is up and running. Your phone calls, your faxes, your moaning, complaining, it means absolutely nothing. Look, it cost George Bush $4.5 billion of your money to get this through. That's what the $4.5 billion is for. Yes, we're going to build a security fence. Sure. $4.5 billion is to bribe those Republicans and Democrats that are obviously holding up the bill. It's amazing. Look, everybody has a price. Hello, welcome to the real world. You know, you may be staunchly opposed to something, but I will guarantee you anything you like. And I don't care how loyal you are to a particular issue. If you were sitting across the table from me and I have a checkbook in here, all I got to do is start adding zeros. I know at some point in time I will add just the correct amount of zeros where you will capitulate your position. It's not a weakness in man, it's just a simple reality. People always compromise traditionally held beliefs. There's a few of us that don't. Ron Paul comes to mind. Speaking of which, as I said, one of the great things about Ron Paul running for president is it is exposing all the phonies out there, like, for instance, Sean Hannity, who seemed to have a Monica moment with Rudy Giuliani on their private jet the other day, asking about Giuliani's 12-point plan, and he's been raving about it ever since. Sean Hannity is on his chat page has now banned any talk of Ron Paul because he's clueless. Rush Limbaugh, the same thing, should untie the half of his brain that's been clogged up with all kinds of painkillers. Painkillers will do that to you. I know, I used to take them. I know what those things do to you. I believe today when I was listening to his show, a caller called up and he says, you know what really irritates, I agree with you on everything, Rush, but one thing that irritates me all the time. And he goes, what's that? He goes, you're always sniffing. I get, and Rush goes, oh yes, it's the smoke from my cigars. I submit to you that Rush has gone off painkillers, is now on the heavy stuff, is doing the old nose candy. But anyway, it exposed the Rush Limbaughs, the Sean Hannitys, the Michael Medveds especially. Michael Medved was foaming at the mouth the other day with obviously talk that buried inside the immigration bill is North American treaty, in which he constantly refers to as the rantings and ravings of the lunatic fringe. Here we have some more of them. Our old friend Joseph Ferrer of WorldNet Daily. You know, Joseph Ferrer and myself used to be pretty good friends back in the late 90s. As a matter of fact, I was the one who got him his first radio job on American Freedom Network, and he was very bad when he started. As a matter of fact, he was so bad and so nervous about doing a radio show, he had to bring his wife on. I used to believe that Joseph Ferrer was a true, honest conservative. But today, obviously, well, he disappointed me a long time ago. And he's a phony as well. If you look at his photograph, he's got gray hairs, losing half the head on his head. But yes, he's got a jet black mustache, which leads me to believe a little Grecian formula is being used, which means he's a vain man. But anyway, this is my problem with him. He's got a piece today on WorldNet Daily entitled Why Ron Paul is Disqualified. And his main thesis for saying that Ron Paul is not qualified to become president of the United States, he says, because Paul actually blames American interventionism in the Middle East for our problems with Islamofascism and the attacks of September the 11th. Anybody, and Joseph Ferrer, by the way, boasts the fact that the reason I know this is because I've been studying the Middle East for 30 years. Well, you were studying the wrong history for 30 years there, Mr. Ferrer, because you failed to understand American policy. Maybe if you ventured outside of the United States and actually went to your homeland somewhere in the Middle East, you'd be able to figure out. And in large part, Ron Paul was exactly right, because all Ron Paul simply mentioned when he said that American intervention in the Middle East is the root of all our problems was based on well documented evidence, not only that came from the 9/11 Commission, but he produced a litany of books which he challenged Rudy Giuliani to read, which Rudy never read. I wonder why Rudy never read the 9/11 Commission report. But he didn't read Chalmers Johnson's book, because I saw a previous article where Joseph Ferrer just simply referred to Chalmers Johnson as a lunatic socialist commie pinko, which he decidedly is. There's no question about Chalmers Johnson being a leftist. I knew that when I read his book, Blowback. I don't have to agree with everything Chalmers Johnson says, but by and large, when he talked about, obviously, America's involvement in entangling itself in foreign alliances was right on the money. And if one does any study of the Middle East, you'll understand that, by and large, America's blind support for Israel is the root cause of all the problems in the Middle East. Look at the situation we're having in the Middle East right now with Hamas. Why did this happen? Why is there mayhem and chaos between the Palestinians? Well, it's because when we wanted to spread democracy in the Middle East and said, yeah, give the people the right to vote, and guess what they did? They voted for Hamas. Well, that was completely unacceptable to Israel and to the United States. Well, they told them to have an election. They didn't. They voted the bad guys in. So, hello. Joseph Ferrer is completely clueless, and I'm all more convinced now he's completely clueless about American history. I actually thought the guy knew something, but he doesn't. He knows absolutely nothing. He has wrapped himself in this Islamofascism thing. It's the same thing as George Bush. They want to kill us for our freedoms, but they want to leave the Swiss alone. Well, apparently. So you got Joseph Ferrer there, but Joseph Ferrer's not the only one. There's a whole bunch of conservatives down at townhall.com. John Hawkins, his big statement is Ron Paul's not a conservative, he's a libertarian. Well, duh. No kidding. I'm shocked by that. So why is Ron Paul running as a Republican? Well, Ron Paul's not stupid. If Ron Paul was running for president on the Libertarian ticket, number one, he wouldn't be in any of the debates, at least now, because he is a Republican, and he is running for president, even though they didn't give him much time, at least he's on the debates. At least people are seeing him. At least people are starting to question. At least people are starting to hear stuff they've never heard before. Number two from John Hawkins. He's right up there with Michael Medved. Must be a Zionist. Ron Paul is one of the people spreading the North American Union conspiracy. And if you're so inclined, you can click here for just one more example of Bush talking about a mythical Bush administration merger of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Hey, John Hawkins, you work for townhall.com, pretty conservative newspaper. Why don't you try doing a little investigative research? He actually takes the low blow, which I'd expect to come from the left, where he says, it talks about Ron Paul's racial views, and he quotes from a Houston Chronicle article on a newsletter Ron Paul wrote in 1992. For those of you who've been following Ron Paul, you'll know that the newsletter 1992 wasn't authored or written by Ron Paul. And so what if he's got, what do you do? You know one thing I really hate about these conservatives who stand on their high horse and try and play the race card? It's so pathetic. It's like this Michael Nifong deal, who today wept and apologized and resigned. Way to go, Mr. Nifong. Well, I hope your resignation doesn't stop the legal process from working and to just bar your poor sorry butt. And you know, the other thing you hear, I heard all these comments today after he broke down and cried and announced his retirement, that this was a rogue prosecutor. I mean, these people are obviously fast asleep at the switch. Mike Nifong is not a rogue prosecutor. Mike Nifong is atypical of prosecutors in the U.S. justice system. That's why I always say this justice system is a joke. It's broken. Look who's leading the Justice Department as we speak, one Mr. Gonzalez. There's another reason. Oh, let's not get into the racial innuendos about Gonzalez's ethnicity and whether he's actually a legal immigrant. I'd like to check that out. Wonder where his parents came from. Did they do it legally? Wouldn't that be embarrassing? Almost as embarrassing as finding out that Mr. Gonzalez has Mexicans doing his yard. But Mike Nifong is atypical of prosecutors in this country. Prosecutors that are out of control because they think they are God. They've got the United States government behind them. You as an individual citizen don't have a chance when the government comes after you. You don't have a chance. As I always said, if you ever think of attacking the beast, better make sure you got your ducks in a line. Because you're going up against a machine of immense power. Immense power. Fortunately, certain events like the Ed Brown situation, there's enough people going to show up where we, please God, don't have another Waco. I don't know if these people would be that stupid to try it again. But, you know, the other day when I was listening to reports coming out of Lebanon about the refugee situation in Lebanon there, that they are all hunkered down in this little small square piece of space there. And in order to get control of them, what did they cut off their water, they cut off their electricity, and they surrounded them. And I'm going, you know, isn't that what SWAT does? Isn't that what the BATF does? Now, who's teaching who which tactics? You know, that's what they do in Israel as well. And then I started thinking to myself, you know, maybe there's forces behind the scenes that want America, maybe there are Israelis out there who want America to suffer like Israelis do, so that America can feel compassion for what the Israelis are going through. I find it interesting that the tight security at airports that we now have to deal with while we've got wide open borders, which makes absolutely no sense. I mean, this is the same type of stringent security measures Israelis were burdened with for many years, but they bought into it because there were people that were trying to kill them for their freedoms. And whether you look at the airport situation or the security situation, it seems that America is emulating Israel. And America and Israel have a lot of things in common. Two most despised countries on the face of the earth, as we speak. Not a pleasant thing to say. But the reality is a reality. Look what the Department of Tourism came out and said this week. Tourism has been losing billions of dollars. Travelers are foregoing the United States. Too much of a pain in the butt to deal with security at the airports. They'd rather go to Australia. They'd rather go to Europe. They'd rather go to Asia. It's killing business. Businessmen don't want to come into America and do business. They'd rather go somewhere else so they don't have to put up with the hassles. Background checks, fingerprints. It's not that anybody's got anything to hide. It's a hassle. in a land that has a Statue of Liberty and a big sign. Bring me your poor. Well, poor are sure coming. I shouldn't joke about this. This is serious stuff. But it's Friday, and I'm going on vacation. We'll be back. Final segment.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Welcome back, my friends. Good evening. Let me show you what a scam this war on terror is. I mean, think about this. Let's say you get busted with 50 kilograms of cocaine, and it's also found out during the course of the investigation that you were conspiring to commit murder in hopes of enhancing your drug operation. Imagine this. Now, also imagine that this person in 1996 was also convicted of drug trafficking and was facing 27 years in the big house. When you cut a deal with the government and you turn snitch, earning yourself a 7-year jail sentence, so you sitting in jail from 1996 until 2003. As soon as you get out of jail, you try and push through a 50-kilo cocaine purchase and also plan to kill a whole bunch of people, and you get busted. Then what do? Well, then you tell the FBI that, you know, some guys who want to blow up JFK Airport. And what does the FBI do? Well, they go, "Ooh, really? Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll send you on several overseas trips, all expenses paid. And you can visit radical Muslim groups. You can go to Trinidad, Tobago, mind the sun, stay at the Marriott. But just bring us some information." That's exactly the case what happened at JFK. A convicted drug dealer who infiltrated a group of men accused of devising a plot to bomb Kennedy Airport had previously offered help to investigate in exchange for a lighter punishment, according to documents posted Thursday on the website of Smoking Gun. Authorities have already said in court papers the informant was assisting them in hopes of earning a reduced sentence for a 2003 conviction for trying to smuggle 50 kilos of cocaine and trying to kill off his competition. That is the reason why the justice system is broken. I mean, if you saw the press conference that these people gave, these prosecutors like Nifong, look, I'll even say that that is more pressing issue than anything else out there, because after all, the whole basis of this republic is built on a nation of laws, not men. And when you have people within the Justice Department that are as crooked as Al Capone, well, I guess that's where they figured it all out, I guess, when they started going after the mafia. They started busting these guys, and they figured, you know, these guys had a really good scam going. And we, the government, we could run a mafia-style operation. We could have a little action in everything that goes on out there. And if people rebel, we'll send Guido in his black suit. Anyway, I trust you have a great weekend. I'm going to have one. And I'll see you again on Friday, a week from today. Till then, see ya, bye.
A message for all.